presenting Lloyd Nolan and Claire Trevor in a new radio series, Results Incorporated.
Something for you, sir?
Yeah, I want to run two ads in your paper.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want this one in the personal column, all capital letters.
Very well. Results Incorporated, your problem is our problem. We'll locate your long-lost uncle, work your crossword puzzle, hold your baby. Where others fail, we succeed. Contact John Exchange, room 201 Security Building. I must say that's
another. Well, now, here's the other ad, help wanted female.
Oh. Wanted, secretary. Blonde, beautiful, between 22 and 28 years, unmarried. With a skin you love to touch and a heart you can't. Apply Johnny Strange, Results Incorporated Security Building. Mr. Strange, couldn't we make the wording just a little less flamboyant?
Now listen, I'm not advertising for a professor of classical literature. I want results, sister, results. Results Incorporated, Johnny Strange speaking. Oh yeah, the phone works, except nobody calls. Oh, when did you connect it? Oh, just now. Say, I asked for a long extension cord, you know. I didn't get it. I like to walk around the room when I'm talking on the phone. I think on my feet, not the seat of my pants. Or the war. Oh, sure, I understand. No, no, don't mention it. Oh, hello.
Looks like the sheriff got here first. There's Mother Hubbard's cupboard. Now, let's see how it can be improved.
Well, don't mind me. I just stepped out of the wharf.
Only one desk and two chairs. Well, we'll certainly need more furniture. I guess three or four pictures will fix up the walls and bright orange plates for the windows.
Anything wrong with my necktie?
Yes, it's much too loud. Neat view from the window. I can always look across at the bank clock until lunchtime.
Okay, it's a good gag. Now, who are you? What do you want?
You advertised for the secretary, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Where's the coat closet?
Now, look, sister, I haven't
heard. The ad says secretary blonde, beautiful, between 22 and 28.
Yes.
And I fill all three, so I'm hired.
Now, hold on, will you? Are you married?
Nope. Say, haven't you got any coat hangers in this closet?
No, not yet. How about the skin you love to touch and the heart you can't?
Try both, brother. Just try.
Mm-hmm. And a salary?
25% commission, my hospital bills, and bail money.
Okay, get you on quick. What's your name?
Travis. Teresa Travis.
Okay, Terry. Now, about your references.
Oh, excuse me. Good morning, Results Incorporated. Yes, madam.
Mrs. Customer?
I think.
Well, let me talk to her.
Yes, madam. Just one moment, please. What's our business?
What is it? Anything.
Oh, whatever your problem is, we can solve it. Yes, madam. And your name, please? Oh, thank you, Mrs. Farnsworth. Goodbye.
No, wait. I said to let me talk to her.
Why should you? I've got the sales personality.
Oh, you got... Now, look. Before considering yourself hired, let's hear some of your past tense.
In chronological order?
You don't mind.
Well, let's see. Reporter on hometown paper. Lingerie model.
Go ahead.
Magician's helper. Thought and half twice daily, three times on Sunday. Then secretary to a show producer.
Right in the lap of the entertainment field.
No, on the lap.
After that?
Secretary for Results Incorporated.
Just what makes you think you'd like to work for me?
Well, your ad sounded intriguing. I have a hunch you won't do me any good, but it'll be exciting.
Yeah, you're right. Johnny Strange is a cross between a public riot and the seven-year itch.
Well, with chin guards and tea powder, I ought to survive. Now, let's hear your true confession.
Well, at 17, slide trombone player at Haley's Traveling Circus, news reporter for one winter, deckhand unafraid at the South America, detective, and then this.
Well, the man is versatile.
Yeah. You got any hobbies?
Yes, photography and murder mystery stories. I read them by the hour.
Oh, no, not in my time you're doing. You pretty good with the camera?
Less than worse.
I guess you'll do. But only for... No, not at all.
Yes, it's Results Incorporated.
In person.
Oh, then you're Johnny Strange. I'm Mrs. Farnsworth.
Yes, Mrs. Farnsworth. Oh, please come in.
Yeah, come in. Won't you take this chair, Mrs.
Farnsworth?
Thank you. Oh, I do hope I came to the right place. When I read your ad this morning, I thought perhaps you might be able to help me.
Results guaranteed, Mrs. Farnsworth. Now, what can we do for you?
Well, can you find me a haunted house?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing too hot. Hey, did you say a haunted house?
Yes, you see, I write mystery stories, and I need atmosphere quite badly.
Oh, you write mystery stories. How interesting. But, I don't place your name, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Well, you see, I use a pen name. Beverly Hester.
George Beverly Hester. Why, then you wrote Murder and Fables. Oh, it was so lovely and gruesome. I couldn't keep a thing on my stomach all the time I was reading it. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, Johnny, we've got to help him.
I've been to a number of real estate agents, but they won't take me seriously when I ask to rent a haunted house.
Want it with or without clanking chain?
Oh, I want everything. And if possible, no near neighbors.
Anything else?
Then I would prefer a ghost of a murdered person.
Yeah. Well, all right, Mrs. Farnsworth. We'll look around and see what we can find.
Yes, and I'll take snapshots of the places so you can decide which looks the most promising.
Oh, that would be splendid. And when would you let me know?
Well, you can check with us, say, day after tomorrow.
I'll see you on Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Farnsworth, there's one thing more. We didn't set a fee.
Would $200 be all right?
Well, I think so. That is, if it doesn't take more than 2 days.
Oh, good, good. Then goodbye until Thursday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mrs. Farnsworth.
Sorry, my girl. Results Incorporated is now a going business.
Yes. Yes. We get a personal introduction to a ghost. I don't get it. We hear there's a haunted house here in Ashley Junction, and when we get here, nobody seems to know about it.
I got a hunch they know about it, all right. The way they act when we ask them.
Why won't they tell us anything?
Well, maybe they're scared. Say, how about trying the old geezer sitting on the curb over there?
Well, I suppose one more won't kill us.
Afternoon, Skipper.
Eh?
We understand there's a haunted house in these parts. You know about it?
A real haunted house?
Or a reasonable facsimile of the same.
Ever been in a haunted house?
No.
The Barnsdale place ain't for you.
Oh, the Barnsdale place.
Dammit,
went and told. Hey, where is this place?
I know it's out of town. Don't care about it. Pretty worried over going down, Libby. And me? Well, I guess nobody can test what I know.
Oh, lovely. Oh, you'll tell us, though, won't you?
Well.
Oh, please.
Sure. Well, promise your telephone?
Oh, we promise.
Well, about 7 years ago, old Albert Farnsdale was murdered. The first angle he was. Some folks claim old Albert turned to haunt the place. Leastwise, nobody will go near the doggone house. I was sort of caretaker until a couple months ago, and things began to happen. Doors up banging and sneezing sounds. Only Albert wasn't feeding. He was strangling all over again. I tell you, it was more than a bite to stand.
Johnny, it sounds perfect.
Yeah. Say, where is this place, partner?
Why, 3-4 miles out the old Hadley Road. Remember your promise, though. We were staters and run me out of the country if I got to win that spot and sale for them.
You can trust us. Come on, Johnny, come on.
And thanks, partner. Say, if we have any luck, I'll drop you a ghost card.
It's no joke, matter. Come back, boy. You wish you weren't enough power to cut the gang, because I know I'm going
our headlights were brighter, Johnny.
Yeah. The old duffer didn't exaggerate. The drive would give Carl off the jitters.
You know, I don't mind visiting haunted houses, but why in the middle of the night?
Yes, this Farnsworth wants atmosphere. Now you're going to get in the mood at high noon.
Okay, so we stumble through the house in pitch dark and keep a tally card on our goose pimples.
No, it won't be pitch dark. I got a flashlight.
No.
Hey, Skip.
No, not me. But I don't like to do things the hard way, that's all. Oh, don't look now, but I think we're at the end of the trail.
Yeah. Yeah, this must be it.
Hallelujah. Woo! This is the answer to our prayers, all right. Broken down house, dark looking trees, and not a neighbor in miles.
Mm-hmm. You got your camera and the flash bulb?
Yep, all set. Let's remember these creaking stairs when we report to Mrs. Farnsworth.
Yeah. Well, might as well find out if there's any ghosts in the home.
No, don't be silly. Open the door and go in.
Okay. Boy, this is atmosphere for you.
Mm-hmm.
$36 an ounce variety.
You mean 18 carats.
Now that's all. Come on, better get a picture.
All right. Quicker than you can say Albert Bonsale.
That's good. Now, let's get one of this old staircase before it tumbles down.
You know, I'm disappointed. Albert ought to be floating down it in a haze of blue light and a baritone moan. Well, now that's more like it. This camera will hear the sound.
Flash bulb makes a lot of light. Must be the library. Minus the books.
Oh, look at the cobwebs in the dust. No wonder Albert goes around sneezing. God bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
You didn't sneeze? Look, Charlie, let's get a picture of this room and go home. Hmm? What are you doing with that candlestick?
I thought I'd like to take it home as a stupid. Take the darn thing off the mantle. Sucker. Built in it.
What's that?
Hey, the mantle's moving.
Johnny. Johnny, look.
Huh. How do you like that? That candlestick opens a moving mantle leading into a secret passageway. Say, Bob Hope couldn't do any better.
Johnny, I don't like it.
Wait, it's perfect. Mrs. Farnsworth will kiss us for this.
You're not going into that hole in the wall, are you?
Oh. Here, look. You just take a picture of it for Mrs. Farnsworth. Say, if this doesn't sell her, nothing will. I'll stand here right by the side of the passageway. You snuff the tool.
All right. Ready?
Let it go.
Incorporated, starring Clara Trevor as Teresa Travis and Lloyd Nolan as Johnny Strange, finds Sally and Johnny in the clothes closet of their new office. It has been converted into a dark room. At this moment, Johnny and Terry are anxiously waiting the outcome of the pictures taken the night before.
The pictures ready yet?
No, you'll have to look at them in the tray here.
Okay, let's see. Now, this is the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the library. And there's a... Hey, Terry, look.
Right, what's wrong?
That shot of the secret panel. You know when you scream?
The hand. In the face.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't seeing
things. Golly. A couple of seconds more and I'd have been a ghost.
But who is it? What is it?
Hey. Wait a minute. I've seen that face. In a newspaper or a magazine. Say, I know now. It's Eddie Carson, the killer. Remember the... They had him in the insane asylum, but he broke out a little over 2 months ago. Remember? It was in all the papers.
But why is he hiding in the Bronzeville place?
Well, he must have figured nobody'd gone near it. If they heard anything strange or got suspicious, they'd chalk it up to Albert. Hey, wait. Now I remember why they put Eddie Carson away. He's the nut who strangled old Albert Barnsdale. Now we're getting something.
What are you going to do?
Phone the police.
No, wait. We've got something. The police all over the state have been searching for Carson, Eddie Carson. Now, if we were to capture him...
Now, honey, you shouldn't drink that film.
Oh, listen, you big galoot. It would make us. Think of the publicity. Eddie Carson captured by the president of Results Incorporated. How would that look on the front page?
You know, sweetheart, I think you've got something.
So then we'll do it?
Yeah. But Don't ask me how.
And don't forget, Eddie Carson is more than a murderer. He's insane.
He's got nothing on us. Come on.
Right now?
Well, sure. There's no time to lose. Carson might duck out after seeing. And besides, no more night work for me. I'm going to do my capturing in broad daylight when I can see what I'm doing.
Would have only an A book.
Well, the meter read a quarter of a tank full when we left. Anyway, we only got a short way to go.
That's swell, except for one thing. In another half hour, it'll be darker than a sack of black cats.
But we can't wait till morning. Carson might clear out, then where'd we be?
Alive.
Hey, look, there's a car coming.
That's a fine time. We're practically there.
Howdy, partner.
Hey! Your car back down the road, Pete?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you better gas it up and get out of these parts.
Why?
Well, we're having a practice blackout tonight. No driving after dark. Except for us air raid warden.
Oh, are you an air raid warden?
Well, that's my helmet in the back seat. Folks up to?
We were thinking of renting the bond sale place. You know, we thought we'd look it over.
I don't know what you'd want that place for. Nobody's lived there in years.
How about Albert? Oop.
Everybody in town believes in Albert. But they poo-poo me when I say Ashley Junction may have an air raid. Well, I've got to be on the way. Remember, no lights. Back up starts right after sundown.
Yeah. So long, partner.
Well, here goes our last contact with civilization.
Now all we have to do is sneak up and salt the dirty tails.
Check.
How? Or is it a trade secret?
Strategy, my pet. We'll use finesse on Mr. Carson.
What kind of finesse?
You get him to focus his attention in your direction. I'll do the rest.
Nice. While I show him my vaccination mark, you'll conk him.
Positively psychic. Now, quiet down. Don't make any noise.
Now is the time for a good news.
Stop mumbling. I know you can type.
Careful with that flash. Oh.
There, come on. Let's head for that library in the secret panel.
Yep, and Jupiter, listen to this floor.
Shh. Ow!
Oh, Johnny, quiet!
Ooh. Tripped over a blasted shovel.
Shovel? Well, what is it doing here?
What's the difference? Come on.
You think he's heard us?
I don't know. Yeah, the library should be on the other side of this door. Hey. Now, take my hand. Keep close. Don't make a sound.
Oh, Johnny, the flashlight! What?
Harry, come on, snap on. Harry. Harry.
Oh.
You all right?
My head. What happened?
Listen, beautiful. We're locked up. We're cooped.
Eddie Carson?
Yeah. Slugged us and locked us in the storeroom.
Where's your flashlight?
It's gone.
Is there any way out?
No, I haven't found one.
Well, how about a window?
It's barred.
Johnny, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
How long do you think we've been here?
I don't know. Can't see any light in the village, so they must have started the blackout.
Johnny, listen.
Gentleman brings a lantern.
And a gun.
Wait for me, could you?
Oh, well, we don't see many celebrities like you, Mr. Carson.
I guess you don't at that. I'm about the most famous guy around here. Hey, what's that there on the floor?
Oh, that's my camera.
Hey! I felt the breeze from that one. I hate shadows. They sneak up on you. You're scared, Albert, huh?
No, not Albert. He's dead. I strangled him 7 years ago. Made a nice grave for him, too. Then I dug him up.
Everything in keeping. Instead of shooting, I could hang you two.
Oh, by all means, hang us. Now, just one more picture, and then I'm out of flashbulbs.
Oh, shut.
You know, I read of an interesting strangling one. The murderer tossed the rope over the limb of the tree and tied a man to each end of the rope, and when they tried to smuggle, they strangled each other. It was marvelous, really. Well, I'm all set. Hold it now. There you are.
Tossed the rope over the limb of the tree. Hey, that's a good idea. I'll do that to you. I ain't never tried that one. I'll be back. I'll be back. I gotta get those space stuff.
That's nice going, pal. You finessed us up good.
Oh, well, I was only making conversation. Mm. Besides, what about you? How about you with Alice Carson, the old Johnny Strange one, too? I gave you the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, with him taking butt shots at shadows every 2 seconds.
Well, anyway, let's hope it works.
Let's hope. What are you talking about?
Flash bulb, genius. Those flashes must have been seen in the village. We're in a blackout, remember?
Now, listen, Sugar, everybody in Ashley Junction is so pie-eyed scared of this joint. They wouldn't come near it if you hung out a neon sign reading charcoal broiled steaks. Well, it makes my grave long enough. I never could sleep with my knees tucked under my chin.
Darling. What do we do?
I don't know. Harry.
Yeah?
I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, that's all right, then. I said you wouldn't do me any good. Well, at least it would be exciting.
Yeah. You were to get 25% of everything we took in. Looks like you're going to get 50% of this little hanging party.
Let me just... got any more strategy up your sleeve, Jimmy?
No. Myself. But I'll go down trying. You can't get away with this, Carson. Look who's telling who. Come on, get going.
I'm going to get a bang out of this. I never seen two guys hang each other before.
Watch your door.
Watch that.
Hey! Hey in there! What's going on?
Who's that?
The police, Eddie. They got your corner.
The police? How did they know I was here?
But don't you remember those flash bulbs when your picture was taken?
That was a signal to close in?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't got me yet. I'll get you before they get me.
Hey, there's another shadow. Look out for it.
Darn this.
All out of bullets, eh?
Johnny,
be careful.
I'll kill you with my fist.
Well, you would, huh? I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Yeah, that's one I picked up from an old sea channel. I'll get you with my fist. Here's one I learned with. You're doing your job. Oh. Oh. And to top it off, here's a little trick I picked up in the Marines. There. Oops, the daisy.
Johnny, you all right?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Just about chewed all over my ear.
Hey, what's going on in here? Who fired them shots?
Oh, so you saw my flashes.
Yeah, a perfect blackout except for your booming house party. Hey, what's that you're sitting on?
A gent name, Eddie Carson.
Eddie Carson? But not Z.
Yes, sir, partner, Z, Eddie Carson.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
Flash him across page one of every paper in the state.
With pictures by Teresa Travis.
And results by Johnny Strange. Results Incorporated, satisfaction guaranteed.
Travis and Johnny Strange, and had already prepared their graves when Strange gave battle, and after a hard struggle, overpowered the gunman.
Listen to this, Harold. Mad killer captured by daring couple. Eddie Carson outwitted by pair of house hunters. John Strange and Teresa Travis, president and secretary, respectively, of the organization known as Results Incorporated, were the...
Hey, I hope I'm not
including
you.
Oh, well, Mrs.
Fondra, how are you? Day.
Oh, if present and voting.
Have you got that house for me yet?
Mrs. Farnsworth, we have found you a house that has everything. There's a murderer, a ghost named Albert, a sliding panel, two attempted murderers, and a couple of unused rapes.
And pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, how perfect. Then I'll give you my check right now.
Oh, well,
excuse me. Results Incorporated. Yes? What? Oh, one moment, please.
Johnny?
Yeah?
It's the state penitentiary. They've just had a prison break. What's our price? Wholesale.
Boyd and Claire, you certainly had us worried there for a minute. Say, what have you on tab for next week? Another comedy mystery?
Well, mystery, yes. Comedy? Well,
you see, in our next story, Lloyd, or that is, Johnny Strange, has a most amazing adventure.
Yeah. It all starts out when a guy named Frazona hires us to locate his brother. Now, in tracking him down...
Johnny can't resist a late afternoon cocktail. So he stops in a local pub and orders a drink.
And the next thing I know, I'm on the floor, the place is deserted, a gun is in my hand, and a dead policeman is lying beside me.
And solving the mystery of what happens in that blank period from the time Johnny takes the drink... And when he wakes up with a gun in his hand, proves to be one of the most exciting experiences ever encountered by Results Incorporated.
Appearing in our cast tonight were Wally Mayer, Dee Benaderet, Joe Kearns, and Dick Ryan. Music was by Felix Mills, the script was written by Leonard Sinclair, and Bill Hampton is the editor. Our thanks to all of them, and our thanks to you for listening. This is Henry Charles speaking.